The mental health threat posed by the coronavirus is gaining attention. A new study by the medical journal The Lancet shows 25% of British citizens report mental distress due to COVID-19. That trend is reflected here in Alabama by a report by the internet website Wallet Hub. Their survey puts Birmingham, Montgomery, and Mobile near the top among U.S. cities for stress related to the coronavirus. APR Gulf Coast correspondent Guy Busby looks at how the pandemic is affecting the physical, economic, and psychological well-being of people in Mobile.
Get a cake, a yummy cake. I'm going to sit this in the corner for a minute, and I might have to redo, okay?
Every Tuesday morning, carts fill the parking lot of Protestant Pantry in Spanish Fort. Volunteers in mass bring out shopping carts filled with needed food to residents who can't afford a trip to the grocery store. Since March, requests for help to this charity near Mobile have skyrocketed.
Well, Protestant Pantry has provided a year's worth of food since the pandemic broke out.
Deanne Servos has been executive director of Protestant Pantry for 17 years.
That equates to almost 600 tons of groceries. That's 140 tons more than we did last year.
In that time, the nonprofit has helped victims of hurricanes, the 2010 oil spill, recessions, and other disasters. The pandemic is like nothing anyone has seen before. Many people pulling into the Protestant parking lot have never had to ask for help before.
This is an unknown, uncertain disaster, something we haven't faced in our lifetime. When the pandemic broke out, more than 30% of the families who came for food resources had never sought help for groceries from Protestant Pantry in our 17-year history.
Protestant Pantry is also an underwriter of Alabama Public Radio. After a hurricane or other disaster, people turn to family, church, friends, or neighbors. Service says many people are now cut off from those basic supports.
Our families are stressed. When they come to us for the most simple of things, food, you know, we all have to eat. We realize that something else is going on. COVID is impacting them emotionally, spiritually. We are social creatures. And when families struggle, they turn to church. They turn to family. And right now, we're asked to stay distant from our support network. Internet resources are not available to all families. So you say, oh, I can just go online and Zoom. That's not possible for some of our family. So we're here as a safety net, not only to provide them groceries, but to help them get connected so they too can relieve some stress.
In addition to providing food, volunteers also try to connect people with other forms of help. That includes mental health counseling. Servo says that's something more residents seem to need now.
And so we diligently try to boost them up and get them plugged into mental health resources, counseling, or other services that may benefit themselves and their families. We don't want COVID to become a child abuse excuse, a domestic abuse excuse, a lapse in mental health counseling. We want to make sure families that are coming for food are also plugged into those resources that they desperately need.
Requests for mental health assistance are also on the rise in the Bay Area.
A lot of the callers are pretty much calling about the anxiety and the stress that's coming from the uncertainty of all that COVID is bringing.
Japonica Bryant helps connect residents with mental health care for Alta Point Health Systems in Mobile. She says uncertainty is also contributing to stress.
Right now, just not knowing what's about to happen. A lot more of them are calling because they're depressed. I'm sure it's coming from social isolation. From not, you know, being afraid to go out and then not being able to come out because of pre-existing conditions and things of that sort.
Many Alta Point callers are also experiencing new levels of stress and don't know what to do. Others are nervous about going out to seek treatment during the pandemic.
I believe that a number of the increase in calls are people who are new, who are just looking into Alta Point because of the oncoming anxiety and depression and stress that they're experiencing now. But also those who, you know, are concerned about how they're going to continue their treatment or therapy when they can't come to the office.
Many people are more physically isolated now, but Bryant said they can still find ways to deal with stress.
Also, I have encouraged people to just continue to make sure we're practicing self-care for ourselves. So like even the simplest things like going outside, you can't go hang out with your friends and all of that, but you can take a walk. You can call people FaceTime or Zoom. There are so many other things that we can do to make sure that we're not falling into the pit of depression and things to alleviate that.
But many people are looking beyond self-care and seeking medication for help.
One of our specialists said that the callers are experiencing anxiety and are asking for medications to combat that. They are now asking for those things.
More and more Mobile area residents experiencing problems are trying to self-medicate with alcohol or drugs to relieve stress.
We are seeing a tremendous increase in the number of families calling for help about loved ones.
Virginia Guy is director of the Drug Education Council in Mobile.
People who were drinking maybe socially have started drinking a little bit more. And, you know, we're seeing a lot of people, you know, kind of drinking their way through the stress of this pandemic. So it's very alarming to us, the mental health and addiction issues that are happening in the middle of this health crisis.
Guy says one national study showed that deaths from drug and alcohol abuse, including suicides, increased 40% from February through April of 2019 to that same time this year.
We're seeing just huge numbers of people that had maybe minimal problems going into this, but then the stress of the pandemic kind of pushed them over the edge. And so we're seeing a lot more of the alcohol-related issues, drug-related issues, and of course, suicide.
Guy says the mental health effects of fear, economics, and isolation could be with us long after a vaccine is found for the coronavirus.
You know, we started out, it was a healthcare crisis. It quickly became an economic crisis. You know, it moved on. I think one of the most difficult things we're going to have coming out of this is the mental health and addiction crisis that's left behind, because there's a lot of people that are being, being totally affected by this, almost in a PTSD kind of way.
Some treatment programs are going online, while some are adapting to social distancing. Virginia Guy.
There's 12-step meetings that are virtual. There's some 12-step meetings that are now meeting again in person. There for a while, almost all of them had completely gone to virtual. There's some that I know of that are meeting, but they're meeting maybe early in the morning outdoors in lawn chairs where they can stay, you know, distanced. Everybody's bringing their own coffee, so they're not drinking out of a common coffee pot.
Well, Ms. Pan, you're doing double duty now, huh?
Yeah, I am.
While the coronavirus has increased stress in communities across Alabama, volunteers and social service agencies are working to join together to help their fellow residents get through the pandemic. Again, Deanne Servos at Prodigy Pantry.
COVID-19 has added stress to families that were already struggling. It's just another layer that we need to address. And nonprofits, from counseling services to groceries to budget counseling, all of these are important components to making our community stronger.
Guy Busby, APR News in Mobile.
Thank you.
You're welcome.